Is the Bible out of reach for most people because they haven't mastered Greek and Hebrew? I haven't. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager, confessing I do use some online cheater tools and some great software. Alec, we're looking at Bart Ehrman, a Bible scholar in his own right, who walked away from God, and he has made this criticism about Christianity.
John, in the introduction to Ehrman's book, Misquoting Jesus, he makes this statement. What good does it do to say the Bible is inspired by God if most people have absolutely no access to these words, but only to clumsy renderings of these words into English that has nothing to do with the original words?
So the suggestion seems to be the Bible is out of reach of ordinary people since English translations don't do justice to the original language.
And it's a curious statement. It writes a good headline, but just think, if English has nothing to do with Greek and Hebrew, how did Ehrman study Greek and Hebrew in the first place since his first language is English? Now, obviously, Ehrman believes there is a close correspondence between the English language and the biblical text. Indeed, he later admits this, saying, reading the Bible in English, one gets the point, but misses a lot of the nuances.
That's a bit more reasonable and less controversial.
And it's disappointing that this clarification is tucked away in a small section at the back of his book. The idea you can't truly understand God's word unless you master the original language, that's a claim Muslims make about the Quran, and it leaves the majority of the world that don't speak Arabic locked outside of the text. The Bible's very different. It's designed to be within reach of ordinary people. That's one reason the New Testament was written in common Greek, the language of the people, and the accessibility of the text has supported its translation and communication around the world.
That's Alec McClellan, who's written the book A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World. More about that at our website, reasonwhy.org.